hockey in Milwaukee, there's no one insane.
Maxine on Civic Media, we are local music. That's Wheelhouse Hockey in Milwaukee. That's a fun song right there.
Oh, man.
And Rocker, we're going to learn about an ugly sweater party here. I can't wait.
We are, Jimmy. Wheelhouse is a nationally touring Americana and bluegrass-based band in Madison. After thousands of shows, touring, and five albums, the band is on hiatus most of the time, except for a few shows, including their annual Ugly Sweater Party. And now it's in its 10th year.
10 years?
10 years.
10 years.
That's as old as you, honey. His daughter is here, and she's so sweet.
Etta. Yes. And band leader Frank Martin Bush heads up his own outfit these days of Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and they have a big show coming up New Year's Eve. Here in the studio to get us updated on the happenings of both these bands is singer and songwriter Frank Martin Bush. Frank, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And good evening to Etta, too.
Yes. Etta. Say hi, Etta.
Hi.
Aww. Thanks, Etta.
Frank, you know, how did you get your start playing music? And you grew up in a musical family, right?
I did, yeah. My dad had a big band orchestra, and his dad was in a big band orchestra, and his dad was in a big band orchestra. And his dad before that
long line of
was
band
German,
orchestra.
And they were in an Oompa band. No, but yeah, when they came over from Germany, they brought the instruments, and they've been doing it forever. And when I was a kid, I was forced to play saxophone.
I played saxophone, too.
I was terrible at it. And I actually had to play in this big band a few times, but I would fake most of it because I didn't know what I was doing.
I would have paid to see that,
oh,
actually.
It was bad. But yeah, then in college, my roommate had a guitar because I quit. I played saxophone for like a few years in grade school, and I was like, I'm done. I hate this.
You didn't know how to play guitar back then?
No, not until college.
Serious?
Nope, didn't touch it. My roommate in college had one. I'm like, all right, teach me a chord. There's girls that keep walking by, and they keep looking at the guys playing guitar.
So. Oh, yeah.
He taught me a few chords, and I taught myself how to play.
That is incredible. Yeah. I love your style of the way you play guitar, and I know we've asked you about this so many times. It's so unique.
The claw hammer, yeah.
It's so cool, though.
I wanted to play like bluegrassy type country stuff by myself. I was writing these songs that had that 1/5 backbeat, so I would do the claw hammer type banjo, but on the guitar.
It works.
Thanks. Explain claw hammer.
Yeah. Claw hammer is you play the bass note with your thumb, and then you play like the other parts with your fingers, and you kind of rake and pluck and.
Mm-hmm. All right,
it's kind of like a slap style, but then you play. So I would play but on the guitar. So I'm doing the front beat and the back beat.
And you almost have a little drum too.
Yeah, yeah. I hit it and I play the guitar like a drum.
He's entertaining just to watch.
I was just going
to
say that's pretty common in like bluegrass. The thump and getting the percussion off the acoustic part or the wind part of the guitar.
Acoustic is generally just a down strum. It's like the snare where the upright bass is the bass drum, and then you got the mandolin and the banjo plays a little claw hammer. But a lot of the guys now play that 3-stroke method, which is even harder. But yeah.
So what you're saying is you couldn't play the claw hammer with the saxophone.
Couldn't do it.
You just threw that thing away then.
I did not play well on the woodwinds.
So you're not going to be in a ska band anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. Don't call me for that. I don't remember how to play that.
Nice. I remember Mighty Short Bus.
Yeah,
that's been a while.
That was the early 2000s.
Uh-huh, that was your early band.
It was. Right when I got out of college, I started that band with some buddies. It was like hey, we're graduating from college. We've been jamming in the basement forever. Let's play one show. So my roommate at the time was a Dry Bean, and he got us a show on a Wednesday.
Yeah. On a Wednesday,
and like 300 of our friends came out.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I was hooked. I played on the stage, and I got, I just felt that adrenaline rush. I'm like, I want to do this again. So I kept doing it and doing it over.
Was that the first time you played in front of a fairly large crowd?
Yeah, we had done some open mics before that, just like as a joke. We'd like, put a skit together and play some music. But that was the first time we actually played a show and got paid for it.
Oh.
And it was a big deal. But yeah, it was ever since then I was bit.
Do you ever think about that night when you're on stage in front of an Atwood Fest with thousands of people or Minneapolis with thousands of people?
I do, because the rush of adrenaline is still the same.
Yeah.
Even, 20 some years later, I still get the same feeling. Even on just a mediocre show, I still get a rush of adrenaline.
Oh,
I'm such a stage junkie.
Right.
But you get nervous before
I do.
A show?
Yeah, I get nervous all the time.
They always say that's good.
Yeah,
right?
I love it. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I'm used to getting nervous. It's not going to go away. I'll always get nervous. There's been times where I've had little panic attacks.
Oh no.
Like when COVID kind of was releasing, we started playing shows again. I remember our first show back was up at Green Lake at the Thrasher Opera House, And I had like a panic attack in the middle of the show. I just didn't know the next words. They didn't come. And the words always just come. As soon as I have the first word, they
because
just...
Because you wrote most of the words, yeah, and
the rest of them just roll off your tongue. They weren't. They were just like, I'm like, what's going on? Where are
That's
the words?
That's fascinating.
I just freaked out a little bit. But that, you know, that, it hasn't happened since.
Good, so. Good. And yeah. And nerves, I've heard. Like, even Keith Urban talks about, oh, yeah, I still get nervous before a show.
Yeah.
But he said, if I don't, then something's wrong.
Yeah, you got to feel that excitement.
Yeah.
Now, we'll talk about your newest band, The Names, in just a moment. So first, let's talk about Wheelhouse. Thousands of shows, 5 albums. I remember when Terry Barr interviewed you for Maximum Music Magazine back in 2013.
I remember it was on my front porch there. You came to our house and we all sat outside in the sun and talked about music. That was right when the band was starting.
It was called Mighty Wheelhouse.
It was. And there was a reason for that.
Oh.
And we still use that sometimes. But like, okay, so Mighty Short Bus was the thing. And we still had a summer's worth of shows booked. And we got a sponsorship from Shiner Beer.
Yes.
And we had kind of started this side thing with Kenny. And it was Nick and I from Mighty Short Bus. Started the side thing with Mark and Kenny just during the week to play, to make some extra money. And didn't really have a name. You know, it was just something that we were doing, and that kind of became Wheelhouse, and we're like, we need to kind of merge these two things together, but you guys join our band, because we got the summer's worth of stuff booked, so we kept the Mighty from Mighty Short Bus, and then just kind of transitioned, and we still use the Mighty, it's like, if our, I think our Instagram is Mighty Wheelhouse, you know, and stuff like that, but we just go by Wheelhouse now, but yeah, it was like a transitionary period between the two bands, they kind of melted together.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Well, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party, it's coming to the High Noon Saloon tomorrow, Sunday, December 22nd, and Lucas Cates is opening for Wheelhouse. Do you have a collection of ugly sweaters?
I have a few. I have a few, yes.
Where do you get them from?
Same place to get all my clothes. It's usually from eBay or Marketplace. Like I'm the kind of guy like scrolls late at night trying to find, you know, musical instruments. I'm like, ooh, that's an ugly sweater. I'll go to Middleton and buy that, you know.
No.
I recycle my clothes. I don't really buy new stuff too much, like any good musician. But
Etta, do you have a do you have an ugly sweater, Etta?
Does she have an ugly sweater?
Do you have an ugly sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it of?
My dad's.
She raised my closet for my ugly sweaters. That's true.
Give me a high five on that one.
She steals her mom's clothes and my clothes.
Okay, so tell us the details about this show.
So yeah, Lucas Cates band. Obviously, Kenny on fiddle with us is in the Lucas Cates band. So he found out that Jesse, the drummer, was going to come back to Madison from Florida for the holidays. And they're like, can we just throw them on as an opener? And we're all like, heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So it'll be the original lineup, Mark, Kenny, Lucas, and
Mark
Knoxon
coming out of
retirement. Yeah, Mark Knoxon. So hopefully we can get Mark to play with us for a song or two as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so they go on at 3, and they'll play for 45 minutes, and then we'll do 4 to 6.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice, easy afternoon, so you still have the night to recover and get to work the next day. If you have to work.
Yeah, we've all said we're getting older. We like these afternoon shows.
You'll end up hungover and broken hearted.
Well, there is a song you wrote about it.
If you're lucky.
If you're going to the show, is an ugly sweater required? Do you get free admission?
No, there's no free admission for sure.
Nothing's free. Yep, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just an excuse to get together and do it. We've been doing it for 10 years. In the beginning, it was a big charity thing. We did a bunch of stuff for Second Harvest. We didn't do it this year. We probably should have. But in the beginning, the ugly sweater thing was a charity event. And now it's just an excuse for us to get together in the winter and play, because otherwise we just play mostly in the summer.
Yeah. Thank you for the excuse.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got your own thing that you're doing now, and you've kind of got a rotating cast of musicians every now and then. Tell us about Frank Martin Bush and the Names.
We realized a couple of years ago that the Wheelhouse was going to take a step back and not do as many, because we were doing 250 shows a year, and we just couldn't keep up with that. And I wanted to keep doing it, so I took the bass player. I said, let's start our own little thing. So he's solid, and then Pablo on drums. He's always there, but it was Rin Ribble for a long time. For, you know, she was there every show, and then some personal things happened. Still love Rin. She still comes and plays with us sometimes. But now I got John Friesacker that plays with us sometimes, Chris Wagoner that plays with us sometimes, and once in a while I'll bring even a steel guitar player from Iowa that plays with us quite a bit.
Oh, that's cool.
But we'll be at the concourse on New Year's Eve down in the hotel lobby there, and then the bar.
Big party at the concourse on
New
Year's.
That's what we're hearing.
It's a big party. It's a great time.
That's a fun show. You're going to have a fun time New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it is fantastic. It's a great hotel, and they put on a great party, you know.
The Governor's Club is fun. Rocky, you've been up there. Nice
pool.
Oh,
yeah.
Get some happy hour refreshments up there.
Oh, yeah. I love the Governor's Club. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
I want to ask Frank just a little bit about, because I'm always so interested in your songs. Every song you write tells a story. Where do you get these from?
That's the gift, is getting the, because anybody can write a song, you can come up with music and melody, that's always there, but finding the subject matter is always like, that's the gift that you get, and you don't question where it comes from. You just, you know, sometimes you have an idea because you see something, or you're driving someplace, or you watched a movie, or you read a book and it inspired you to write. Sometimes you're just strumming the guitar and you're mumbling, you know, and you just, like Tom Petty used to, you just strum and you mumble until you start to say things and you start to understand what it is, and then you build off that, you know. But the one thing about writing songs is something you constantly have to do.
Yeah, I bet.
You can't just, I haven't written a song in 4 months, I'm going to write one today. That one's, it's like the first pancake, it's going to suck. It's not going to be very good, so you got to keep writing. And it's usually like the fourth or fifth one you write, they're like, okay, I'm going to share this with people, because this one's pretty good, I think. But as an artist, you're always like, yeah, it all sucks. You know,
interesting, though, going to any of your shows, everybody, I swear, knows every word of all of your songs.
I think that, we have a pretty loyal fan base. In the beginning, we did a lot of covers, but we've always been writing. And even now, there's a couple new songs that we've been trying to get in the studio to record. So there is possibly some new stuff coming out from Wheelhouse in the next year. It's just a matter of getting together. But there's stuff that's been written and everybody's like, oh, we should record this.
I think you said once you had a backlog.
Well, that was another reason for doing the solo project, is I had a backlog of stuff that I thought was pretty good, but people didn't feel it was right for that project or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, the first record was almost all backlog. Names has got a second record that's ready to go. We've released, I think, 4 or 5 songs off of it. And then we're going to start to release the rest of them here in the next year. But, yeah, we're constantly recording that band as well.
We look forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you guys, I have to say, when we all got to really get to know Etta was during COVID, because Frank did a regular live stream, and very often she was on the show with him, and it was amazing.
Yeah, her and her sister would both come up. Yeah. I'm really sad that I don't do the live streams anymore.
Those were so good.
And I should just bite the bullet and go back up to the attic and turn the, you know, because it was an interesting time. We all had to adapt, and I really enjoyed, like, the talk show aspect of it.
It was
like,
great.
I've always wanted to be like a late night talk show host. Like, that's like my dream job. So it was like, I get to do it, but now, I don't know. I teach music at my kids' school, so like, I get done with work and I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't go upstairs. Yeah. But I've got to, because I miss doing it. And I just miss the reach it had, you know.
And it did, and you had a lot of people every
I would always be surprised, like, man, 1,000 people just watched that show. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
See, now you're going to have to do it, and then you can have, like, guests on, so you can do, like, a real talk show.
Like your daughter, Etta, she could be playing drums.
She could be could be like my Paul Schaefer over there, Max Weinberg.
Yeah.
Up there doing the drums and,
introducing
the
guests. Okay, be careful, because now we're going to bug you about this.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I will start to do it again, I promise.
we'll air it on Max Inc. Radio.
Please do. Oh, please do.
Totally.
Frank Martin Bush is in the studio with us. The Ugly Sweater Party, the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Party, is at the High Noon Saloon. It's happening tomorrow, Sunday, December 22nd. Lucas Gaines is going to be there. Wheelhouse is going to be there. If you have an ugly sweater, put it on. Go have some fun time and see Frank and Wheelhouse and Lucas Cage. Say hi to Lucas for
us. Will do, absolutely.
We love
that guy.
Yeah, we played some of his music earlier.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
People want to follow you, keep up with you, get all the new stories and places, hot hits to get the ugly sweaters. How do we follow you?
Instagram is probably the most checked, Mighty Wheelhouse or Frank Martin Bush. Facebook still too, but we don't do much with X. Or Twitter, we're really not there anymore.
Go to Blue Sky.
Yeah, is that where you should be? I'm always looking for that.
Blue Ski.
Instagram is always telling me I got to be on Threads now. I'm like, what?
Oh, I know. I've been getting that too. All tiring.
I take the beta. I'm like, ooh, I want to read this. I got to get Threads.
Yes.
I don't know if I don't have the time.
Do you still have a website too?
Yeah, we still have websites. Okay. MightyWheelhouse.com, FrankMartinBush.com.
Perfect.
Frank, great to see you.
Appreciate you all. Thank you so much
for having me. Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Great to see you too.
With bells on.
Wait till you see what I'm wearing.
Frank Martin Bush and the Names. I love this song. Turn it up. It's Kiss You on the Cheek. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Better let me kiss you on the cheek. And it's time of the day.